later, I would be traveling around the country on a bus with emo bells. I would say, yeah. That's not even the realm of possibility. Well, as I'm sure you know, I hope you know, this is a very different kind of show for us. This is not the normal tour. From this point forward, we're going to be doing nothing but Grateful Dead covers. Here's something off the 1970 American Beauty album. This is only available as a bonus cut on the Japanese export. Look at that. 1967, I was opening for the Monkees at Red Rocks. They had an oxygen back and backstage, and I was like, you know, they offered it to me between songs when I was doing costume change, and it was awesome. It was sort of like, you know, I felt like a Frank Booth in a Blue Velvet. It was very cool. Like, I think if I pass out tonight, then we'll know something went wrong. But I think we're good for now. The next song is I'll let you guess what the next song is. That'll be fun. I'll give you three clues. It's on the Oars. It rhymes with Schmelly.
Thank you.
There's really a plan for it.
Thank you.
That's another story. Story about America. But more specifically, it's a story about a twine ball. Mm-hmm. There was a movie that came out in 1989. It changed the face of cinema and perhaps the very world as it was. I'm sure you realize I'm speaking of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. A film which film historians universally declare to be one of the top two best Indiana Jones sequels of all time. Right now, we're going to play a song from the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade original motion picture soundtrack. We'd like to play John Williams' haunting ballad, Nazis. I did not see that coming. We didn't get the title card from you, Rachel. Yeah. what's lacking in pop culture, and then, servicing that. You know, finding the holes and plugging the holes, eliminating the vacuums. And I noticed in the 80s, particularly, there were a lot of charity benefit songs to benefit world hunger. You know, The Man Who's Christmas, Hands Across America, We Are the World, kind of thing. So they did the songs, and they solved world hunger. Thank you very much, that's done now. I figured out that there's no more world hunger, what is there left to sing about? And I figured, well, who are the only people that are suffering more than starving third world children? And I thought, the recording industry over there. I figured I'd help out the Sick and Dying Recording Industry Association of America by giving them a theme song and hopefully save the industry. It didn't work. but I still got the song. It's called Don't Download This Song.
Yeah.
Chico the Man. What was your famous catchphrase in that show?
Chico was not me from Rainbow Beach.
That's the borderline racist, I don't know. You sure that was a catchphrase? Well, what was Brady Prince like to work with? Well, we see the residuals. mean, if they're into it. Are you guys prepared to run?
Yeah!
Thank you. fucking desk job in the early 80s. And the reason Talking Heads. This is Dr. Bell.
Ever done, he'd be water and blue.
He said, not 100% not about
not
100%. Fair is not the show. This next song we're going to do is actually a big reason why we're doing this whole tour in the first place. I wanted to showcase some songs maybe slipped between the cracks over the years. Ones that weren't necessarily hits or even fan favorites, but just, you know, like deep cuts that people might enjoy hearing. And this was a song that I wrote in the late 80s. It wasn't my funniest song, but I felt like it had something to say. I thought it was, had some cringing observations about postmodern relationships. I thought that, you know, there's a lot there. You know, critics at the time, I guess, didn't really get it. And fans overlooked it for the most part. And, you know, I just felt like it didn't get what it deserved. So I'm hoping that now, 30 years later, with all that retrospection, maybe it will, you know, speak to you. Maybe it'll resonate with you more with this passage of time, and I hope it does. So, hope you enjoy. I'm a little murky on history, but I'm pretty sure this was the first song ever written about Craigslist.
Save your life. Show me another way.
song that I wrote for the Erica Stupid album. Spoilers. I tell you guys, I'm going to tell you a story about us performing that for a TV show in 1985, which is when the album came out. We were able to play that song on network TV. Well, when I say play, we lip synced it. It was a Dick Clark production. It was Dick Clark's Summer Action.
Dick Clark's Rock and Roll Summer Action.
Thank you, John. Dick Clark's Rock and Roll Summer Action. It was a primetime network special on ABC. And, it was kind of a big deal because normally they'd ask us to do a parody, and like, oh, get to do an original, that's kind of cool. But with all the Dick Clark shows, American Bandstand and Al, it was a lip-sync performance. We were dressed in beautiful suits and literally standing in the ocean. Lip-sync for one more minute. So they recorded the show, and then 2 weeks later, I get a call from the network. They say, well, Standards and Practices has a problem with some of the language. Okay, well, interesting. And also, 2 weeks after we do it, it's not a good time to give us notes. You might have been able to do something like that before we shot it. They said, well, you know, they have a problem. You know, they're obviously no profanity, but they had a problem with some of the imagery. They thought it was too disturbing. The line that got them was, I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue. That would fly currently on network TV in 1985. And I said, well, what do you want me to do about it? They said, well, we're just letting you know that we're going to have to censor. I said, well, you're the network. Do what you got to do. And I was kind of curious how they're going to censor that. I was watching it live on TV when it aired, which is what we did in 1985. Watching the show, and there we are, we're performing the song. I get to that line, and you hear me say, I'd rather clean all the bathrooms at Grand Central Station with my beep. Thank you. this kind of mellow vibe. I think maybe we'll, you know, we're getting to the end of the show at this point. I feel like, you know, we'll just kind of keep it kind of mellow, kind of like a laid back kind of thing. It's nice to just be able to just kind of groove, you know, just kind of be nice and laid back. And maybe eventually we'll just gradually kind of work.
Thank you.
But first, I decided to buy some donuts. So I got my car and I went to the donut shop and I walked in the car on the counter and he says, "Yeah, what do you want?" So you got any glazed donuts? He said, "No, we're not glazed donuts." He said, "You got any jelly donuts?" He said, "No, we're not jelly donuts." He said, "You got any berry cream filled donuts?" He said, "No, we're not berry cream filled donuts." He said, "You got any cinnamon rolls?" He said, "No, we're not cinnamon rolls." He said, "You got any apple fritters?" He said, "No, we're not apple fritters." He said, "You got any blueberry donuts?" He said, "No, we're not blueberry donuts." He said, "You got any strawberry donuts?" I think that's a frustrating experience for you. I know what you came to hear. I'm going to go through it. Ladies and gentlemen, bass Oh my.